You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Thursday, which we tend to refer to around here as Friday Eve. So, yeah, welcome to Friday Eve. You're one day away from the weekend beginning, and we're glad of it. And it's a beautiful day outside right now, and Boomer's on the board. Hey, bud.
Hey.
You were yawning.
I was, and then I had to stop in mid-yawn, and it's all good. It's a little hot outside for me today, but I'm making it, you know.
I don't even know how to dress in the morning.
I don't either.
I'm sitting here. You're wearing a T-shirt.
Yep.
I'm wearing a vest and a flannel shirt because that's what I needed when I left the house early this morning.
And now you're like, uh-oh.
And now I'm sitting here going, Boomer looks like he's more comfortable than me. It's okay. I got coffee.
It's all right.
It's all good. All right, hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you, great show. So at 3 o'clock, State Senator Chris Elliott, he hails from the Baldwin County area down yonder in South Alabama, but State Senator Chris Elliott's going to be here to talk to us about some things going on down in Montgomery that affect people's jobs. Really? Yes. Affect people's jobs. Like, we are one of the most over-licensed states in the nation, and we have all these licensure boards. And there's really been a very difficult ability to wrangle them, and I think Chris Elliott may be onto something with holding back some of the contracts for their administrative work. Anyway, we'll talk about that. State Senator Chris Elliott on at 3 o'clock, and then at 3:30, it's my favorite time of the week, some of y'all's too, Boomer and McQueen will be on at 3:30, so y'all stay tuned for that one. Always a good time. And then I got a triple dipper just full of stuff, so hit it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, right out the gate, collecting up the news around where we live, looking in our own backyard, what's happening in and around us. So yeah, we're going to cook up a batch of home fries. That's number one on the Triple Dipper. Number two, I got a series of stories I kept looking at where you could tell that a progressive view of things was applied to something, and it just didn't go very well. Like, not at all. So we're going to talk about that. The whole Triple Dipper section there, number two, is called That Didn't Go Well. And then number three, trickle-up economics. Things that are happening at the grassroots level, things that happen to you and I, sometimes they float upwards. Trickle-down economics is real. I still believe in it. But trickle-up economics is when we're doing things, we're seeing things, we're experiencing things on our end, on the consumer end, and it changes our behavior or changes how we react. And that can affect the economy as a whole. When you have a lack of confidence in the broader economic system, it trends down, and the next thing you know, it's starting to trend back up. So number three, trickle-up economics. We'll talk about that. All right, let me jump over here and do my opening monologue the right side way. I will remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all around our listening area. Southern Immediate Care, owned by a right side ruffian, by the way. And Southern Immediate Care is truly a great group of folks who practice medicine 7 days a week and see their patients at places all around North Alabama. Check them out. Find them online if you need them. They're open 7 days a week, and this is who I use personally. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Okay, let me just ask you this. Have you ever heard a phrase? Have you ever heard a phrase and thought, where did that come from? Or is that even real? All right, well, here's one for you might not expect. So at the U.S. Army Ranger School, like way back when I was young and full of vinegar, more so than I am now. Which, by the way, old Rangers always tell you that old Ranger school was always harder than it is now. It just was. But anyway, when I was back at Ranger school, there was a thing we did in the middle of the packing lists that was a little unusual. So you get your packing list, you're getting ready to go to the field, you're told what to bring, what not to bring, everything's delineated, no deviations allowed. They had layout inspections. And those layout inspections occurred to verify you had all your gear, all your supplies, and there were no overages or shortfalls. And then prominently on the packing list was the express statement that there would be no food items other than the MREs you were issued prior to the field problem. In other words, they handed you what food you were allowed to have, with one exception. You were allowed to have, wait for it, Lickies and Chewies. I kid you not, they called them Lickies and Chewies. You heard me. I mean, we're training to be Army Rangers, but our packing list says something about taking Lickies and Chewies. So as far as phrases that seem out of place, this one almost defies logic, especially when you hear it from a senior leader or a ranger instructor. But here's the deal. We loved it. It refers to snacks, all right? In our case, specifically, hard candy, those are the Lickies, and chewing gum, that's the Chewies. So one of the few small comforts we could have during field training, as in, men, we got a 10-day field training exercise. That's la-di-da-di, everybody, so make sure you check the packing list. Load your A-bag. You bring all your Lickies and Chewies. I mean, it sounds kind of out of place, doesn't it? So, yeah, at this school where we were learning true field craft and mountaineering skills and hand-to-hand combat and jumping out of perfectly good airplanes, developing all the skill sets to plan and conduct small unit tactics like raids and ambush, all while under stressful conditions, we were told we could have the equivalent of one piece of hard candy and one piece of gum for each day we were going to be in the field. Well, that turned into a whole thing. Let me just tell you, I'm not kidding. I mean, there was like the feverish trading of good intel among all of us Ranger students. What Lickies and Chewies last the longest? Which ones hold their flavor the longest? Which ones do you like? Well, I like these. So my Lickies and Chewies of choice became Jolly Rancher hard candies and watermelon-flavored Hubba Bubba Bubble Gum. No kidding. They were the best. And I knew it, and you couldn't talk me off of it. I became a Licky and Chewy evangelist, ready at moment's notice to share the gospel of Jolly Ranchers and Hubba Bubba. I once chewed the same piece of Hubba Bubba gum for 3.5 days nonstop. I mean, we were going without sleep, right? So 3.5 days nonstop chewing the same piece of gum until all of a sudden the whole molecular structure of the gum just gave away and it literally turned into foam in my mouth and just dissolved. But the whole point, listen, here's the deal. The whole point of the Licky and Chewy thing was that it kept your mind otherwise occupied in the overwhelming hunger that we all faced. I mean, you might not be able to eat. I literally lost over 30 pounds while I was there. You might not be able to eat, but 10 minutes of flavor or 10 hours of chewing on a single piece of gum, it would almost like lie to your mind just enough to convince you that maybe you had eaten something, sort of, but yet not really, because it was a mind game. It was a trick, if you will. Like I said, I lost 30 pounds at Ranger School, and it wasn't like my body was being maintained at all by the virtue of a few Lickies and Chewies. Just because I tried to wish it so did not make it so. It was a trick of the mind. So switch gears here with me. Have you noticed the overwhelming trend among liberals to recast reality into the image they want? There's a lot of lying to the mind, if you will. I mean, literally, not just a spin or a point of view, but the deliberate attempt to say that certain things are no longer what they appear. Why? Just because they say so. Let me be frank here. Just because they say so, don't make it so. But they will attempt at every turn to excoriate anyone who gets in the way of their narrative. So let me just go fully on the offensive. Right now, I'm about to go ahead and offend every liberal notion I can think of. You ready? Here's my list. Men cannot get pregnant. Nations are supposed to have enforceable borders. The world is not yet ready for all electric cars. You cannot be born one sex and choose to be another. Pronouns they, them do not apply to a single person. January 6th did not fit the legal definition of an insurrection. Putin is not to blame for our inflation. The polar ice caps are not melting away at an alarming rate. We should not defund the police. Parents should absolutely have a say in their child's education. Government funding is not the answer to every problem. America is not systemically racist. It is possible to have peace through strength. The 2020 election was crooked as a jack's hind leg, and perhaps my favorite, there is a God and you are not him. There, I did it. I triggered every version of liberal I could think of in one fell swoop. But you see, we shouldn't even have to say those things. They're just common sense. I mean, some of them are actual science. But what we're seeing more and more today is an immersion into mistruth coupled with a demand that the world around them accepts all the liberal versions of the world as they have chosen to identify it or face their wrath. Face the consequences of our unbelief. Belief in what? Absurdities? It's like saying that a licky and chewy was really me eating. It wasn't. This is actually a dangerous road to be on. French philosopher Voltaire, who was not always known for being a conservative, but Voltaire said it quite well when he said, quote, "Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities." And he's right. The bending of reality to fit a narrative that's otherwise unsupported by any more than just, "I say so," is a dangerous proposition that leads to schisms in today's society. It leads to fractures in the marketplace. It leads to setting people up for failure as they are pitted between what they know to be true and must deny in order to be allowed to carry on with life or work or family. It is absolutely imperative that, much like spoiled children who throw a tantrum in the candy aisle at the store, that liberals need to start hearing the word no. Schools of higher learning should stop allowing the co-opting of the English language. Public school teachers should stop teaching sexual content of any kind to young children. Riots should not be allowed. Borders should be enforced. We should be energy independent. I mean, you get the picture. But it only happens if the vast and too often silent majority is willing to look absurdity in the eye and just simply say no. It's like Charlene always says, there's more of us than there are them. I mean, what are they really going to do? Simply because a liberal tells you what is right is now wrong and wrong is now right does not make it so. No more than a few lickies and chewies being able to truly sustain you in a field exercise. It might make you feel better. It might make them feel better. But just because they say so, don't make it so. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. You got my list. All of them. I'm pretty sure I included it. Boomer, if I missed one, let me know. But I'm pretty sure I got them all. Starts with men cannot get pregnant, works its way all the way down to there is a God and you are not him. Let's go ahead and just defend all the liberals. I'm for it. But listen, just because they say so, don't make it so. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.